the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has been running a secret intelligence campaign directed at the leadership of the United Nations, demanding passwords, DNA, personal encryption keys, credit card numbers, email addresses, and so on. That targeting is illegal under the 1946 UN Convention on Privileges and Immunities, and illegal under the 1961 Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. And it is surely a matter of public interest that the Labour government has been secretly working to shield from prosecution Indonesian military figures who killed Australian journalist in East Timor. WikiLeaks brought this information out to the public as well. It would appear that the Labour government today is doing what Labour did in 1975 regarding East Timor, talking about human rights while trying to downplay attacks on journalists. Because you and I should be in no doubt of one thing. We are a media organisation. I am a publisher and I am a journalist. I've been a member of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, Australia's big journalist union, for years. I published my first book when I was 25. There has been outrageous and illegal calls to have me and my staff killed, clear cases of incitement to violence. That the Australian government has condoned this behaviour by its diplomatic silence. I find it interesting that some politicians have no intention of implying the precautionary principle when it comes to the environment, but assert it when it comes to our reporting. They conjure up hypothetical scenarios and claim that somehow, someday, our stories might somehow harm somewhere. But we have a four-year publishing history, a history of not harming a single individual anywhere. They provide no evidence of actual harm. So I say to you, that which is asserted without evidence can be dismissed without argument. And it is interesting how some politicians single out my staff and myself for attack, while saying nothing about the slaughter of thousands by the US military or other dictatorships, and saying nothing about other much wealthier, powerful news organisations that publish material in partnership with us. It is cowardly to bully a small media organisation, but that is what is happening here. We are eternally grateful to your strong support in helping us stand up to the bullies. Julia Gillard should be taking active steps to bring me home and to protect our people. She should be contacting the US Embassy and demanding that it back off. As for the future, we are as determined as ever. With your help and support, we will make our way through this storm and continue to publish and hold powerful and abusive organizations to account. I want to assure you that we will not mimic the timidity and subservience to power that some other media organizations have. If that is what it means to go mainstream, then we are happy staying where we are, at the front line of the truth. We will, as Don Chip dreamed, try to keep the bastards honest. We have been deeply moved by the concern Australians have shown for us. But I ask that you turn your concern into action. Insist that the attacks on my staff and organisation stop. Insist that I be allowed to return home. Insist that the Australian government come clean on all its interactions with foreign powers in relation to our organisation. Thank you for your goodwill. We will keep the faith with you, and you will keep us strong.
Yeah, that was just a little taste of what happened earlier today when Julian Assange spoke at the BMW Edge at Federation Square, Melbourne. It was a fantastic, fantastic occasion. Everybody should have been there. It's history was made.